I'm not sure I have a proper answer, but very challenging questions and very interesting one. Let me maybe start with the pollution and allow me to refer to something that I didn't mention before, but I need your support on this one. As I mentioned, we have every year 7 million premature deaths caused by air pollution. And air pollution is very much linked to climate change. I mean, the causes are overlapping. We have 75% of the fossil combustion, fossil fuel combustion, contributing to the climate change and contributing to air pollution. And this is where health is so important, because the citizens, as you rightly say, they will be very much concerned about air pollution, they will measure the levels, and they are now getting very much aware of that and putting pressure on politicians to take some measures on that. So where I need your help, sorry to divert, is that because at the end of March this year, 27 of March, in Cartagena in Colombia, we are having the second global conference on climate change and health, where we look as well at issues related to climate change, but we need a lot of political support on that, on ensuring that this conference will bring and accelerate all the interventions that we have identified in order to tackle the causes of air pollution and improving people's health. So your political support, your engagement, and your influence, as you say, you go to television, you can talk about sustainable transport policies in cities, you can talk about the role of healthy urban planning, the most sustainable food systems, and of course the transition to clean sources of energy. So in terms of pollution, we are very much concerned as well about other type of pollutions, like the one generated by war. And of course, there will be, in all wars, we always see after that, not only the direct impact of killing each other, but the secondary impact after that of the type of weapons that have been used. So WHO, we are not conducting exactly country by country what is the impact, but we are very much concern about the consequences, and that's why our Director General is using this sentence very often that peace is the best medicine. So I think it's yet another strong argument to push and motivate for peaceful solutions and stopping the war, because only peace is the best medicine, no doubt. Regarding the fire in Canada and now in LA and all of that, what are the missions? Of course, from a health point of view, what is important is for how long you are exposed to pollution. So it's not the same to be exposed today to a very high level of pollution, but it will stay only for 3-4 days, compared with somebody who lives in New Delhi, to give a very clear example, and is exposed to a very high level of pollution almost permanently during the whole year. From a health point of view, we are very much concerned about this long-term exposure, rather than the acute will have different effects. In terms of lung cancer, for instance, you need to be exposed for a long time to a certain level of pollution. But of course, the consequences of this type of emissions are creating a problem in public health as well. There are acute effects, and then they are contributing to climate change. They are creating desertification and therefore more possibilities of other infectious diseases spread because of this desertification, changing the ecosystems and again, the biodiversity. So the consequences on health are enormous, and they can be medium and long term. And again, it goes to the need to the adaptation and being prepared in our cities. It's not normal that we are not preparing our cities to be resilient to the possibility of having floods, to have extreme weather events, and to have the desertification that will accelerate or increase the probabilities of having this type of fire. So, difficult questions, but definitely peace is the best medicine, and pollution is a huge public health issue that we can afford and link it to climate change, but at the same time as a good argument to make sure that our population will be influencing politicians in a very strong way. Thank you.
Thank you. Daria?